Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, baby, you know I'ma turn you up. Walk a flame. I got you. You know.
No way to run, run, run. Come here right now. Here right now. Here right now. There's only one thing that I wanna feel right now. Feel right now. Feel right now. You are over my skin. I'm anxious. Paint my body, boy. I'll be your canvas. Don't talk to me, just show me your talent. Your talent. Oh, one look in your mind. Keep your eyes on me now. When the stars align, you might bring the beast now.
Welcome to Just the Mic Pulmonology. Tonight, we are engaging in open mic poetry. No holds barred tonight to get those fire pieces ready to share with us and make this mic drip. I'm your host, Sublima, and my co-host, Erotic Space. To get in here and make this mic drip, that dialing number is 646-378-0355 and press 1 to make this mic drip.
You.
Yes. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's been a week, and we are here in the hotel waiting for you guys to join us. This is Drip the Mic Pulmonology, and tonight is open mic poetry. We don't care what you bring, as long as you bring those pieces. I want those fire dripping pieces. I am your host, Subliminal. That dialing number is 646-378-0355. And in order to get on this mic with me and my beautiful co-host, Erotic Sage, you gotta press that one so that you can make this mic drip. Hello, Erotic Sage.
Good evening. How are you?
I am good this evening. How are you?
I am well.
I am ready for
tonight's show.
I am so honored that you are here with me on tonight. This is your first show. Welcome to Drip the Mic. Family,
thank you.
We are honored that you said yes, that you accepted, that you are about to get in here and listen to these dope poets as we take them on, because it's hump day and we can't go a whole entire week without poetry. I know, I'm a junk fan. I don't know about you.
Yes, indeed.
I'm a junk fan fanatic. Now, Miss Erotic Sage, since this is your first show, I'm not going to put you on the spot, but I want our listeners to know, our drippers to know, that this is an open mic forum. And again, we really do not care what you bring, as long as you bring it. So, I'm not going to hold us up any longer. I need you to ask me a question.
Yes, ma'am. Subliminal, may I ask you a question, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you make this mic drip?
But of course. So what's a king without a queen and a queen without a king? You see, we all have a role to play. It's time to take our place. For ladies, you are the eggs, and gentlemen, you are the seeds. Without each other, no man is conceived. For from a woman, we are given life, but yet we allow this world to cause her strife. We disrespect her in ways that can make her cry for days. Remember, that woman you called a bitch, punched, choked, and left, yeah, that one, could have been your mother, sister, or daughter, but don't forget your future wife. Let's take back our crowns, the one who holds us down, the givers of life, the one to the left and to your right, for she is a source whom light shines bright. Place her on display for all to be amazed, for she is queen. You see, that stance we take shows the other races stop stepping up in our black queen faces. Respect is a requirement. We are required, no demanding. You unhand our black queens, for the kingdom suffers violence, and the violent takes it by force. You see, when a man has a dollar and loses a dime, he searches his kingdom living. leaving no corner untouched, and rejoices when he finds that last dime. Racism to our black dimes is a hell of a crime. And as a provider, you must take our kingdom, your kingdom, a hell of a lot higher, so the world can see there's nothing brighter than our beautiful black queens. Now, queens, I stated at the beginning, what is a king without his queen? It was a queen without her king, meaning we must do the same thing. Please don't get it twisted. This world we live in is wicked. Our black kings are suffering violence by the color of their skin. Our black kings are gods by nature, strong, kind, and respectable creatures. Never praise for the sacrifices made from discrimination. We must take away the steam while keeping him focused on his dreams. Stalked by demons but protected by queens. Remember that man you called lazy, worthless, and disrespected? Yeah, that's the one you swore hurt you. Could be your father, brother, son, and yes, your future husband. Life and death is in the power of our tongue. So now, how dare we tell him he can't when he's already won? Success is failure turned upside down. Inside out and all around. Kings, keep pressing towards the mark of the prize of the high calling. Queens, let's fix his crown, for he's the one who held us down. Our protectors, romancers, erotic breed enhancers. Our king's pain no other race can explain, nor endure the injustice that resides. Yet a spiritual majestic power shines from his eyes. Determination and faith continues to rise. So kings and queens, we are nothing without each other. Let's stand aside, by side, with our chests held high, uplifting one another. And that's that drip.
Oh, drip with power. Powerful piece. I loved it.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, this is Drip the Mic Pulmonology, and we are here waiting in the hotel. We've got our rooms fully stocked. We can't wait to hear what these listeners, these drippers, have brought for us today. But you know what? I'm still going to put you on the spot. Let's see, right on stage. Can you make this mic drip?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. I was thinking about this, a piece similar to that. It's called Let's Be Frank. Now, the beginning
the mic
is
yours.
Spoken. The beginning of it is spoken from a man perspective, and then it follows through as the woman. And here is Let's Be Frank. He said, I'm here to help you, not hurt you, sweetheart. I'm not him. Quit letting your past dictate your future. Let me be who you need. Because I know I'm not what you're used to. Allow me to be the king who treats you like the queen that you are. I can spoil you, yet I choose not to. It's okay because I want you to not really need me to define you because you're your own woman. I just want to be there with you, watching your light shine, bringing the best out of you, giving you the push that you need. Nah, baby girl, not physically. I wouldn't dare do that. A real man doesn't place his hands on a woman to harm, but to pleasure. Just allow me to be that man to you, giving you non-sexual pleasure, caressing your mind, your body, and your soul. Let me introduce you to a real man. And she responds, I want to give you the opportunity to love me and to show me how a woman like me should be treated, but I admit I'm afraid. Unsure of your reaction when you meet the real me or my response to who you show me you really are, I'm afraid that you'll run because I'm more than I appear to be, countlessly flawed, defensively speaking. I have moved from my past, but I'll never, never forget the lessons that it's taught me, the struggles that I have had to go through to be who I am today. You talk a good talk, but it all sounds good, but hey, your words are like faith. Without works, they're dead. So don't just tell me, show me. I won't stop you from being a real man. That king I'm sure you are, just know that. I am aware of my position too, because I am definitely a queen, and I will not be treated anything less than. And that's the deal.
Now, I'm going to come back to you in just a second. Ladies and gentlemen, you had just heard from your host and your co-host. And again, this is open mic. We don't care what you bring. You heard her say, let's be frank. And you heard me talk about the power that we have between us as a king and a queen. What inspired that piece, Erotic Sage?
Oh, well, honestly, I get hit on a lot, but I'm so used to being single since divorce that I'm not even, it's like, it's all talk I hear all the time, people talking about what they can do and what they, and I feel like that was a proper response to me writing as a man. So it's like a proper response versus what I normally hear.
Mm-hmm.
So that really inspired my past and, you know, how men come toward me.
And see, mine was written from us always putting each other down. You know how some women like to cut our men, some men like to hate on our queens and our kings. So it's more of an uplifting. It's more of to make sure you take back what the devil took from us and put it back where it's supposed to be.
Right.
So I don't want our race to fall behind. I want us all to shine. No matter what we're going through in life, we got to be able to pick each other up.
Hey,
and when
we're
picking
each other
up, we need each other. And when we pick each other up, we got to be frank about it.
Right.
Because we're not going to be able to go any further if we don't be frank. Let's be frank.
Right.
So, before we go on and open up these lines, I want to say again, we'd like to welcome you to Drip the Mic Pulmonology. The dial-in number is 646-378-0355. And press 1 to make this mic drip. Because me, your host, Subliminal, and your co-host, Erotic Sage, would love to hear what you have on your mind. We would like to thank our president and CEO of Drip the Mic for allowing us this platform, none other than Aziz the Pulmonologist. But without you drippers, we do not be here. And with that said, why don't we go ahead and open up these lines to our first caller? And that would be none other than Drip the Mic's very own, Jen Fatale.
Hi.
Hello, Jen Fatale.
How are you, Phenomenal? And hello, Miss Erotic Sage. How are
hello,
you?
We are doing.
What's better? You sound so sweet.
Don't let that sweetness fool you. Don't let that voice fool you. Don't let that voice fool you. Yes, ma'am. She tries to play that innocent role, that sweet, shy role. But when that erotic side come out of her, it's totally different. Y'all, please, please, please don't let that nice, sharp voice fool you.
I know.
Miss Jen Fatale, how are you today? How have you been?
I am okay. I am all right. I had a girlfriend on the line with me, but her call dropped, so she's getting ready to dial back in and try to listen, but that's okay.
Again, I want to tell you what a phenomenal, phenomenal debut last night. You and Akil Ali, I know he's in the house somewhere down, and he's in here.
Yeah, he's got.
He'll probably get
tonight.
Me back. Ah, okay.
He's got a live performance to do tonight, so he won't be.
Oh.
He probably won't be able to call in.
Okay, I understand. But again, we're not going to hold you up because we know you came here to drip.
Yes,
so
I
with that
did.
Being said, Erotic Sage, can you ask Miss Jen Fatale a question for me?
Miss Jen Fatale.
Yes.
Can you make this mic drip?
Yes, I can, Erotic Sage.
Perfume.
The Natural Scent is the name of this piece. Perfume. The natural scent that raises testosterone levels mixed with pheromones that heighten the senses through first sight of the genitalia that intentionally arouses and excites members through the inevitable blood rush into the vessel of the cavity within the chamber, which expands the head of the monster that feeds its need of greed off the melodious tones that echo throughout the eardrums of the participants in a harmonious reverberation, escaping the lips that kiss sweaty skin in the ultimate escapade of sexual tension turned feeding frenzy turned labored breath taken from shallow depths to even deeper wets. Perfume, the natural scent that causes volcanic eruptions of the mind, body, and spirit without interruption of its many therapeutic processes, which produces instant heat induction and electrical conduction, releasing an explosive and chemical combustion of intense thighs, immense, oh, babies, and trapped in throat moans. Perfume, the natural scent that drives the member's main vein insane with pleasurable pain as it releases an excitement that was held in for so long that melanated ball sacs turn blue with longing that finally gets to overflow into the hemisphere of tightness that fits like the missing number in a Sudoku puzzle. Perfume, the natural scent. In peace.
It's always one that takes us totally left and leaves it to Jen Fatale to come in here and talk about perfume and how it drains the man's main vein.
That's right, because it does.
Oh, my goodness. You like Sage? Do you have anything to say to Miss Jen Fatale? I believe you stunned her.
Uh-oh.
She ain't saying nothing. Are you on mute, Erotic Sage? Did you mute your phone? Did you mute your mic? Did you mute your phone?
I did because I sneezed, but I was trying to close my mouth. That was not, wow. Oh, yeah, that was beautiful put together.
She floors me every time she comes in here with her new stuff. And I say it's new because I've never heard it. I can never gauge what's going to come out of Jen Fatale's mouth. That was beautifully, beautifully written.
Oh,
on so
you.
Many
it
levels.
Was, it was beautifully written. I agree.
Thank you. Thank you very
the
much.
The words were put together perfectly.
You guys, y'all pieces about the kings and queens, that was awesome. I enjoyed listening to both pieces.
Why, thank you.
The piece that you opened with, Subliminal, and the piece that you opened with, Erotic Sage. Very nicely written as well, and very true.
thank you.
Very true at that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Now, before we let you go, Ms. Jen Fatale, what do you have going on?
Just Tuesday. My memory has failed me right now. But I know that this Tuesday we have, Akil lines up all of our features and they're all outstanding. I don't know which one is next week, but I
I'm
going to
get you. That's okay. Look, I'll help you out. I'll help you out. I will definitely help you out. I will help you out. This Tuesday coming up right here on Drip the Mic presents the Akil Ali Show. We have none other than the CEO's sister. That's right, his sister.
Oh, yeah, that's
songstress.
Right, Amira's coming. Yeah.
Amira's the songstress. Oh, that will be out.
Here. And I've heard all of her pieces, too, and they're beautiful. She can really sing. Oh, my Lord.
Yes.
She's the kind of artist that can bring tears to your eyes. Yeah, she's the kind that can bring tears to your eyes if you listen to her too long. Like, I could listen to her and get teary eyed. You know, I don't know why I feel that way, but I can, when I listened to her, a couple of pieces that Akil sent over, I was bored. So she's an amazing talent, and I can't wait to meet her.
Very much so. She is next in the to be drilled and grilled by the Akil Ali.
Yep.
Now, Miss Jen. Now, Miss Jen Fatale, we are going to go ahead and send you off to the Drip the Mic's personal room for all of our hosts. We've got everything you need, everything you want. Sit back, relax, and listen to the rest of these dope poets as they come through.
Indeed.
One mic, one
thank
love.
Thank you for having
one.
One mic, one love,
thank
ladies.
You for coming through. One
mic,
one
love. One
mic,
one love. One mic, one love.
That was Jen Fatale of the Akil Ali Show. But it wouldn't be right, and it wouldn't be, how can I say this? Wouldn't be right if I didn't bring in the host to the Akil Ali Show, none other than Akil Ali.
Hey, good evening.
Hey.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
You,
did you hear your co-host
see,
over there stutter, stumble?
Listen, she's sniffing on that ginger. That's ginger bell. She's sniffing on that pixie dust. Yeah. That ain't ginger bell. That's ginger bell. That's what that is.
That's ginger bell.
That's ginger bell. Ginger bell gets high. Don't worry about it.
All right. She drops off from time to time. I understand.
Yeah, that's not ginger bell. That's ginger bell coming through. But it's all good. I would have thought the music dog didn't. Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
We pick up the slack.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Akil Ali.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd have a question for you. And that question
I didn't
is,
do it.
Yes, you did. Not yet. The question is, can you make this mic drip?
I call this Black Love is Black Power. Let's make a vow right now to build for tomorrow. Are you down? An endless passion of no relaxing on contemplating, dying in each other's arms. No need to ring the alarm. Let's vow to keep our unbreakable bond together through the stormy weather until no better makes it no better. Let's see it through whatever it takes, we'll do. Let's vow to speak our victory into existence, to never give in or have resistance to good old-fashioned common sense. Let's be our children the example of what love is, not just with some public affection, but with respect and admiration. It takes a strong family to build a new nation. We got too much abuse, too much to lose for abuse. Let's vow to respect me, and I will respect you. Be intelligent and never go to bed mad without calling a truce. Wake up in the morning ready to come to you with the blessing of good news, knowing you still love me and I still love you. Let's vow to be proud, despite if we gain or lose a couple pounds, the superficial beauty breakdown. Let's love each other through the bone, be on one accord, who's God in our home. Never make the other one feel alone, encourage each other with a loving tone, and press each other on the random. Could you imagine? These building blocks of passion, the intertwining maze of magic, passionately working towards the eradication of static in a marriage. Let's vow to manage our money, to never live beyond our means, agree to disagree, work hard, in time get the finer thing. We don't need the stress that debt brings. Be empowering to save our peace of mind, knowing that we're on the rise, not the decline. Let's vow to be each other's favorite pastime, a best friend's shoulder to cry on, share our wonderful wins, spin the tragic ends into each other's favor with an uplifting flavor, save each other from our own mistakes. Stand together during the darkest days, never giving shade, fight biting about each other's ways. Let's vow to keep our business out them streets, including all social media, Facebook, IG, and those Twitter tweets, or in anyone else's ear for that matter. Nobody will have fuel for the chitter chatter, talking about our backs like cowards. Here's a toast, like love, it's like power, and peace. I'm talking to somebody.
Yes. That's the one I was growing up on, yeah. My grandparents. That's the real love there. Yeah.
That's the real love.
That's right. Like that was definitely needed to be heard by the masses across the board, throughout the world. all that keeping other people out your business is the number one thing that is killing relationships.
When you talk, right, to your people about whatever, and then you get on mad, but they like, they still lit. They're like, no, don't say shit.
And just keep it to yourself and let it roll. Mm-mm.
Here's the greatest nugget. I always tell, I want to meet your bestie. I want, because you might need her. You know what I mean? She's like, oh, you know what I mean? Your bestie, because see, if the bestie is hating on your ass, if your friends don't like your man, it becomes this tug of war shit. And I always try to be cool with the bestie. You know what I'm saying? Because she can be the main one, because you know she's going to tell something. Yeah, she can be the main one to flip it for you.
And the crazy part about that is sometimes your bestie is mad at you just because she can't be hanging out with her bestie no more. So you can't always go and get up under the bestie.
I'm talking about the guy. I'm saying you got to win her over and help her.
Sometimes that don't work, Akil. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes that bestie, she don't like you because you took her bestie and she can't go out like she used to. They can't do what they used to do. She just doesn't like you for that number one reason. And you can be the best guy in the whole entire life.
She gotta go anyway. But if you win her over, if you win her over, then she can understand. Like, damn, if I had a dude like that boy, yeah, I understand. You know.
Yeah, but you.
And then they even tell you. They even tell you, be like, girl, you got a good man. You ain't got no solid nigga like I got. Girl, you better go ahead and
that. Yeah. A real bestie do that. A
exactly.
Real bestie do that.
Yeah, it's so the word.
Real bestie.
Yeah, the word of the day, leave them fake motherfuckers alone. That's, do that.
Akil Ali show, before we let you go, can you straighten everything out for Ms. Jen Fatale?
This goes out to Jenny. 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 We are having a Mirror the Songstress listening party next week. Here on Drip the Night on the Akil Ali show with some lady named Jen Fatale. Now listen, we come on at 9 p.m. Eastern with this funny guy named Akil Ali and this forgetful lady named Jen Fatale. And another thing.
Mm-hmm.
We researched you, Erotic Sage, and you can stop calling her man. Y'all like the same age. That little voice don't fool nobody. You old head. That being said, booyah, boom, crash. Y'all here calling people ma'am and sir.
It is a habit.
Yeah, you old as us. Stop it.
That is the way that I was raised.
Yeah.
And ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So, Mr. Akil Ali, sir.
Yes,
we are gonna send you off to the Just the Mic room where you can sit with Miss Jenny and continue listening to the rest of these dope poets as they come through.
Yes, ma'am.
One mic, one love.
One mic, one love.
One mic, one love.
Leave it to Akil Ali to come through here and just tell you to stop saying yes, ma'am.
Right.
And yes, sir.
He's been saying that. That's not the first time.
He is a hot mess. That's all I can say. A hot mess. Hot mess. Now, this next poet that we are going to bring in has been missing in action. Yeah, I said it. You've been missing in action, sir. But he is still none other than Drip the Mic's own Dr. Love.
Good evening, ladies.
Good evening, Dr. Love.
Good evening.
How have you been, Mr. MIA?
You had to put that out there. I've been very well, Mr. Blumenau. I've been very well. No complaints.
I can say it, but I can say it now because, you know, you've been gone for so long. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
You have been missed. Your poetry. We have been missing your poetry.
But I am here.
That being...
I'm back.
For about 20 minutes, right?
No, I'm back. I'm back. I'm here.
Uh-huh.
Let's get this started.
Okay. Ms. Erotic Sage, can you ask Dr. Love a question for me?
Dr. Love, may I
yes,
ask
ma'am.
You a question for you?
Yes, you may.
Thank you. Can you make this mic drip?
Absolutely. This piece is called On My Way to Your Heart. I woke up with you this morning because I just made breakfast in bed. And I just want you to let you know that you are special. I have to be the first one to say hello. Don't want to say bye. Also want you to know that I've been thinking about you. I want to be hired. I want to work for you. I mean, I'm tired of filling all these part-time job applications and shit. I need full-time. I mean, being the man that I am, I can't let you slide through my fingers, baby. I'd rather hold you in my arms. So beautiful. So hopefully you accept my application, because I only want to work for you, baby. I'm a diligent worker. I'm hardworking, and I love overtime. My specialty is overtime. I get to work early, and I'll stay late, and I only work for you. I'm on my way to your heart. Let me be your donor. Let me be your surgeon. Your heart is pure. Let me be the one to purge it. Digging you like a coffin, craving like a box of chocolates. Never know what you're going to get until it's gone. As long as I have you, I'm not going anywhere, and neither are you. Nothing can stop us or tear us apart. Let me inside your soul as I make my way and enter inside your heart. In peace.
I like it. I believe in love. Yeah. I like that. How you, the full-time employment and the part-time positions you didn't like. I love it.
Thank you.
So you're filling out applications now, sir?
Yay.
I'm accepting all applications. I'm filling them out as we speak.
Yeah, you've been gone a little bit too long, Dr. Love. Just a little bit too long.
Well, you know, I'll make up for lost time. Thank you.
Yes, you have. That was beautifully written. And I really hate to play this next song. And before, I mean, I'm letting you know this has nothing to do with what you just spit, what you just dropped. Please don't take it that way. Yeah. But before we let you go, what do you have coming up? Wait. No, I'm sorry. You have not been here. You don't have anything coming up. We miss you, Dr. Love.
Thank y'all. It's good to be missed. But for those of y'all tuning in, I have a group page. It's called Dr. Love After Hours. So send me a friend request so I can add you to the page. It's pretty much spoken word, just like anything else. All love poems, eroticism poems, anything y'all want to share, let me know. So Dr. Love After Hours. And yeah, that's about
it. Go ahead and put that in the event page, Dr. Love, if you don't mind.
No problem.
One mic, one love.
One mic, one love, ladies.
One mic, one love. Good.
Now, Miss Erotic Sage, I think it's only proper that we go ahead and take a small break real quick. And again, Dr. Love, this has nothing to do with you. This song is by The Kill Ali's feature, Amir the Songstress, with Access Denied.
You ain't nothing but a bunch of lies.
Really, you the devil in disguise.
Fool me once, you can't fool me twice.
Keep it 100,000
times. Doing all this texting back and forth.
You know you're not connected to the soul.
I'm pissed off, take my wig off.
You're leaving me no choice. I give you so many chances. No need to babysit. I'm correction. Keep dancing around the question.
Cause you can't be perfect. In the industry,
you see, I'm trying to leave a legacy,
irrelevant to my progress,
independent. Oh, yeah,
and you know that I
give you.
That was Access Denied by Amira, the songstress. Again, Dr. Love, sorry, that had nothing to do with you. Just playing the music. Welcome back to Drifter Mike Pulmonology with your host, Subliminal, and co-host, Erotic Sage. This is an open mic format, but in order for you to get on this mic, you have to dial that number, 646-378-0355, and press 1 to make this mic drip. So, Erotic Sage, how are you feeling?
I am feeling well. I've liked everything I've heard so far.
Well, we definitely want everyone to know that you can bring whatever you want to this platform. So with that being said, Erotic Sage, can you ask me another question?
Yes, Subliminal. May I ask you, can you make this mic drip?
As always, and this one is called One-Way Ticket. I bought a one-way ticket to hell. Yes, I said a one-way ticket to hell. This trip was not planned nor discussed. Don't know when I purchased this vacation reservation. Unknown. I just hopped on board all feet in knowing about this whirlwind reaching my final destination in my head. I trusted my mind and gave it my hand, took my bra off and climbed in bed. Too far gone, no turning back, I handed over my total control. A small, direct voice captured my attention, alerting me of its presence. Well, it's finally nice to meet you. I've been waiting for you patiently. Let me introduce myself gracefully. I am your very own addiction. Thank you for accepting my invitation. We will become fastly acquainted. No need to get angry. I am the master of manipulation. I won't disappear over time. I'm always in the corner of your mind, for I am your own self-conservation. It's genius of me to be a vicious cycle of pain and misery. I come to steal and take away, leaving you in destruction. Every day and every night will hurt because nothing will seem to work. No need to fall on your knees, for there is no escaping me. You have nothing to fear, nothing to live for, nothing to gain. So don't be angry with me. I'm your only true friend. You know I'm speaking the truth. Every time you try to regain and abandon me, your greatest fear kicks in and takes over. See, the first thing that comes to mind is your defeat. So you will start to lie, but deep down inside your own deceiving yourself. Then I step in. I'm your pity friend and put your emotions back on the shelf. Trapped in a repeated cycle, getting out this web doesn't look like an option. I'm brilliant, beautiful, full of negative energy, very overwhelming, very addicting. I'm your addiction. Face the reality. I got you right where I want you to be. Let me properly introduce myself. Hello, I'm your depression. And that's that drip.
Nice. Oh. We all have an addiction, right?
We all have an addiction. Now, I know that this is a wide range of everything and everyone can bring what they want. Again, this is Drifter Mike Pulmonology. And now I know you have nothing else. You probably did have something else to do, but we are so glad that you are here with us. And Miss Erotic Sage, I have a question for you.
Yes.
And my question is, can you make this mic trip?
Yes, I can. This piece is also about addiction. That is so funny. It hasn't been titled yet, though. And I don't even think I'm completely done with it because I played with it a lot and went back to it.
But, okay.
Okay. You've been serving me dick for years, and as good as it is, I have to end this addiction. And you must go to rehabilitation or find a new hit. Because I can't be it. I can't be it for you. I still get you high and shit, but substance abuse, it just ain't a good look for you. Being high from contact means I need to stay the fuck away to remain sober. Easier said than done, I know. But when you bring your dark, black, sexy ass over here, smelling all good and shit, seductively drawing me in, you have my nose wide open before my lips can even be cracked. Sniffing you like coke, damn. Damn. I don't need to be high tonight. I don't need to be high tonight. Or any more nights, for that matter. To fight the desire is so hard. It's so hard when you know you want that one hit. You know what that one hit will do for you. But fiending and unable to get that shit, unable to get that hit, that one time is trouble. And I just can't risk it. I cannot risk it. Someone's got to give it up. And I'm trying to be the bigger person. But I keep failing because I keep giving it up to you. In peace.
If you go to the event page, I think I went ahead and named that for you. And I named that Dick Shun.
Yeah. That's what it is.
That's exactly what this is. It is an addiction. Now, I know, just like you know, that this is Drip the Mic Pulmonology. And we are so, so glad that you guys have come here to sit in and listen in to the show. And most importantly, you came here so that we can hear what you have to drip. But in order for you to drip with us, you have to do that dialing number. And that dialing number is 646-378-0355. And to get on this mic to join me, Subliminal and Erotic Sage, you have to press that 1. We don't bite. We're not scared. We know you want to get in on this. So with that being said, Erotic Sage, we have callers, but they're a little frightened from us. So I think it's only fair that we go ahead and we go another round. What do you think?
I'm all ready. I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So do you want to go first this time, or do you want me to go first?
I'll ask you to go first.
To keep you want rhythm. Me to go first?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready.
May I ask the question now? Subliminal,
mm-hmm.
can
yes.
you make this mic drip?
And this is called I Need a Release. I need a release. A release to bring me peace, a hot, juicy assembly of meat. Not a quickie. More like a primal cunning. A well-endowed God to seduce my orgasmic cries. As he announces me like my name. And he just won the Nobel Prize. Lucid memories of massive heat brought agonizing fits of excitement. But I quit you last week. My mind and body just want to make love. My heart and soul want to escape this lust. Fuck. This sexual resurrected need of wanting you in me repeatedly has me feeling and fiending like a crack fiend. The way you lay your pipe got me salivating, wishing I was marinating it within these tight cherry walls, consuming the head softly and slowly to the shaft, making sure not to neglect one inch, changing my pace of sexual energy. Eating me tonight is no need. I just want to do tricks on this dick till I reach my destination. Damn, why did I break it off again? Oh, yeah, you said I'm just your friend. And that's that drip.
I like it. Yeah, wants to just be a friend.
I know someone told me a while back that I have a way of pulling people in and just giving them a cliffhanger. Forget you. I don't care about this no more.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I learn all
but
the time.
With that being said, Ms. Erotic Sage, can you make this mic drip?
Yes, I can. And this one, I haven't named either. I just been writing. So, you know what time it is. Wake your ass up, roll out of the bed, and let me in. Let me in this motherfucking door. Before I beat it down, you already know what time it is. You know what I'm here for. So, let's make it happen. And it better be hard, and you better be ready. I only gave you one job with two tasks. Number one, answer the phone when I call. Number two, do whatever, and I do mean whatever it takes to make me feel good. With your hands, your mouth, or that dick. Or, you know, you can use all three at one time. Play with me, but don't. Play with me and never try to play me, because fucking me is more than a privilege, you see. Pussy like this is dangerously addictive and expensively designed for a certain type of equipment and mind frame. Now, I came here to fuck and to be fucked. So, What are you waiting on? It's already wet, and I mean really, really wet, but tight, and it's ready for you. Ready for you to bust me open, tearing my walls down, popping my cherry with a passionate obsession, sucking and fucking, then leaving until the next time I hit you up. And peace.
And you haven't titled that. I honestly wanted to say the part where you said open this motherfucking door and then come back and said I only gave you two things stuck out with me. But the rest of it was very, very descriptive, very, very vivid, and I'm pretty sure somebody's going to be opening up the door pretty soon. Again, this is Drip the Mic Pulmonology. This is an open mic platform. We don't care what you bring, just as long as you bring it. I am your host, Subliminal. And my co-host, Erotic Sage, is in the building. But in order for you to let us hear what you have to say and join in on the fun, you have to dial that number. And it's 646-378-0355. And press 1 to make this mic strip. Now, I told someone earlier that they've been MIA. And just because I know they've been MIA, I'm pretty sure they want to bless the audience once again. So, Dr. Love, I have a question for you. Dr. Love.
Yes.
Can you make this mic drip?
Why, yes, I can. This piece is called More Than a Crush. I've been watching you from afar for as long as I can remember. You're all a real man, woman could ever need and could ask for a baby. This is more than just a crush. We met at a bar. You was with your man. Saw you with the Chanel bag in one hand, chilling in the cut with your ladies. With my hat turned back, we exchanged glances, and that was that. So I dipped off as you strolled off with your girlfriends. I followed you, looking at your legs. God damn, they look so smooth, soft like butter. I gotta take you from your man. That's my mission. If this love is real, I got to handle the competition. I handle with precision. You only knew him for 5 months. That's right. Besides, he drinks too much and smokes too many blunts. And I'll be working out every day thinking about you, looking at my own eyes in the rearview, catching flashbacks as my eyes contact you. Wish I could lay you on your stomach and caress and arch your back, hold you in my arms and ease your fears, wipe away those crocodile tears. I can't believe it. I ain't had a crush in years. Your ass is so soft like a pillow, I must lay on it. Don't they say it's too dangerous to fall in love with a poet, but I shot the gun and I'm the culprit. Lock me up, I'll set you free, running off into the sunset, buying to my Clyde, we're committing crimes. Crimes with passion, my undying love for you. It was written, est in your soul, my pen is my gun. The words I spit are lethal weapons. I'm not a killer, so don't push me. Revenge is the sweetest joy. Next to you, you're my cookie. I'm your lion like Lucius. Words to the wise, ask Confucius. These niggas try to test me, so I killed them with my words. Ate their hearts out with some red beans and rice. And a nice smearing off. They don't want this pen, I call a shotgun and go off. Bore her fucking brains out, this pen is so sharp. Sticks and stones can never break my bones, baby, but this pen does hurt. Hurts my victims, no suffering. Instead of drawing blood, I'm drawing ink, letting it spill all over you. Till there's nothing left in my pen, I emptied the shotgun, full clip, as I drop my pen. Words that won't die, my ink will never dry. And that's that drip.
Yeah. Love thing.
And that is why they call him Dr. Love.
Exactly. See, I told y'all I'm back. I'm back like I never left.
And I see that Dr. Love has come through here with his crush. Again, we thank you for that peace, Dr. Love. We
thank you, ladies.
Again, thank you, thank you. One mic and one love.
One mic and one love.
One mic, one love.
Are you okay over there, Miss Erotic Sage?
Yes, I am.
Well, I think it's only fair that since we brought back Dr. Love, we bring back Akil Ali. Hello, Mr. Ali.
Got to let the gate open again?
Again.
Okay. You asshole.
Okay. Mr. Akil Ali, can you make this drip?
I certainly can. Sister Doc, want to go with the love? Let's do it. There's a tint in your melanin skin. Could it be a hint of red Georgia clay? Maybe it's that Alabama sweetness of some southern peach lemonade. I'll say it once today and twice on Sunday. You're exactly the wonderful miracle I've been praying for. I just happen to be a connoisseur of the very thing that you are. A majestic, deeply inspired dandelion, sublime as the countryside, kissed by a morning dew. The mere thought of you is like seeing magic for the first time. The way you sway while you walk, your voice seduces my ears when you talk. Baby girl, you are hypnotic. Those pools of starlight that you call live, catastrophic to any man's train of thought. Beauty can't be bought, but not a loving heart. That's a whole nother ball game. What will it take for you to long for me? I'll swim the seven seas, endure the Sahara desert heat, just to be quenched by that big old Georgia peach. Come on, bigness, we can win. Forget your baby daddy. I ain't worried about him. It'll be a damn shame if I gotta raise his son and give him my last name. Put this lullaby on the brain. I wanna lick your thoughts, Mississippi Miss. Cradle your happiness. Stay in the subliminal consciousness for one reason and one reason only. I am your true season. So tell your mama get the cornbread ready. Tell her you got a gentleman caller trying to go steady. Is that the doorbell already? Chicken and dumplings just happens to be my favorite at dinner time. It warms my soul just like your daughter's eyes. For dessert, I'll have some of that honey pie. What's honey pie? It's the nickname for my future wife. My sunshine through the thickest rain, my apex of the life I've lived. I promise to bring her back happier than she's ever been. Wash away those teardrop stains. I'll inspire her to sing again. Be her accompany dance partner in life. Anything for a slice of that sweet honey pie. And that's that peace.
That's that peace. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say I want to lick That part. What did you say again? I want to lick your what?
Lick your thoughts.
That's lick your thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought he said. Wasn't quite sure. Had to make sure that I wasn't hearing things wrong. Again, Mr. Ali.
Did I go left? I'm so sorry.
You went there. You went there. But we thank you for coming through again and sharing with us. We're going to send you back over to your room and let you relax. One mic, one love.
One mic, one love.
One mic, one love.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Akil Ali coming through here looking people's thoughts. And next on this mic, are you ready, Carotid?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Our next call will be none other than Romeo Donati. Hello, Mr. Donati.
Peace and blessings, Sublime. I always keep myself on mute. Erotic Sage, peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. How are you?
I'm well. Is there a theme for the evening?
No, sir. This is open mic format. No, sir. This is an open mic format. You can bring whatever you like. With that being said, Erotic Sage, could you ask Romeo Donati a question for me?
Mr. Romeo Donati, may I ask you this question?
You may.
Can you make this mic drip?
Maybe I can. I ask you to lend me your ear so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. The piece I'm going to bless you with is titled Anticipation. From the moment we met, I hope our lives will intersect, reconnect. Love at first light, I could never forget. And it's all facts. Pure because you haven't even made your water wet. Well, yeah. Anyway, you're going to be held and wrapped around as my life jacket on our wedding day. Besides my children and family, what I leave behind, I will forsake all others to make you mine. Call my love, you Cindy Lauper. Time after time, I waited for you. No in-between dated a few. Couldn't give them the whole heart. Our bond is too true. A country gal and a city boy. A southern belle and a northerner. The moment she fed me, I adored her. Yeah, it was my first ever crawfish. She being the last ever woman, my wish. We seal it with a kiss. Every day, every night, every way, every right, every wrong. Every valuable moment I can taste your lips on me whenever I'm away from home. Even then, you as close as my cell phone. A vow with you is the only way I'll ever roam. A beautiful island, girl. Sign French kiss be your skin tone. Parlez vous français. Mi amor. Miro giallo. I treasure you forever. You'll be all that I know in any language. If I speak, let it be so. That's my thought.
That was deep.
Thank you.
So what inspired that to you?
Meeting someone and they let me taste their crawfish off their plate. I was hungry that evening.
People who share crawfish.
You don't have to make sure that you're going to get nothing. Quit playing with me.
Was there another question?
I'm sorry, I had my phone on mute. No, sir. Thank you for coming through.
No, sir.
Thank you for spitting at peace. One mic, one love.
Peace and blessings. Y'all enjoy the night.
This is one mic, one love.
Again, this is Drip the Mic Pulmonology. Tonight is an open mic form. No holds bars tonight. Just bring those fire pieces to share with us. I am one, the beautiful host, Subliminal, with my beautiful co-host, Erotic Sage, and that dial in number 646-378-0355, and press 1 to make this mic drip. Erotic Sage, how are you over there?
I am well. I was trying to feel and stand up. Yeah, I mean, those crawfish had to be something. Those crawfish that were shared off their plate.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Now, Miss Erotic Sage, we are down to the last 30 minutes. We have callers, but no hands are raised. So that lets me know that people are still not ready to get into this open mic platform. So, is there any last words you need to say that you would like to say on your first show before we go ahead and close out the show?
I just thank you for the opportunity. It's helping me get comfortable with my poetry, verbally releasing it. I thank y'all, like, for real, for seeing what I couldn't see or it was blurred in my vision. And to everybody who came through and dripped, y'all dripped. I liked every piece I heard tonight.
I want to thank you for accepting the invitation to come and be a part of the Drip the Mic family. Again, you are... have come a long way, and I'm still waiting to see that Scarlet come out in you. Yes, I'm still waiting for her. She's coming. I know she's coming.
She is coming. I'm going to have to send you my freestyle of her preparation. She's coming, and I want to know what you think about it. Once I send it to you, I'm gonna send it to you like in a few minutes.
Okay, not a problem. I'll be looking for
it. Yeah, it's
an
intro.
Okay.
And it's a freestyle. It's not even written down. I don't even remember what I said, but I listened to it, and I was like, oh, yeah, she's there. She's definitely ready. She's getting ready. She'll be ready.
I can't wait to see when and how she is going to come out. I know you are going to bring her out with a bang.
Yes.
But I have truly, truly enjoyed myself with you tonight. I've enjoyed our drippers that have come through and have dripped and blessed this mic. We thank you for coming to Drip the Mic Pulmonology. Again, we can't wait to see what you have in store for next week as we come through this hotel and make it drip. One mic, one love.
Good night,
everyone.